Today with Sarah McInerney. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
Now, recently, Manchester United footballer Marcus Rashford hit the headlines when he made a hugely successful public appeal for support for summer food programmes for children who are living in poverty. Such was his success that he managed to raise £20 million for the cause, and he is credited with getting the British government to reverse their policy of cutting food vouchers during the summer. Here in Ireland, there's also a popular school meals programme, but it too is faced with uncertainty this summer. That was until last Friday. Evan O'Rourke has been finding out more. Evan, you might just tell us first, what is the scale of the school meals programme here?
Well, Sarah, it's quite extensive and it offers a range of food options for children with more than 1,500 schools involved. And it results in, that means up to 250,000 disadvantaged children get food support directly. And they get a mixture of, say, milk and sandwiches or fruit and snacks. And then in the last year or so, the scope of the scheme was extended when 7,000 children were eligible for the pilot free hot meal scheme. That worked out really well, and the hot meals option will be offered to a further 35,000 pupils in September. Funded by the Department of Social Protection, it cost around €57 million in 2019, and it really is viewed as a key element of the programmes in DESH schools to support learning and development. Of course it is, for vulnerable pupils.
Yeah, of course. So then what happened when the schools were suddenly gone into lockdown? How did they support those students?
Well, as we know, it happened overnight, so suddenly everybody had a bit of a scramble and schools were left trying to convert their food programmes into a practical service for pupils. And so many schools did great work, and I covered some of this with Unpost, for example, were helping to deliver food hampers that were delivered to homes. But with the funding that was due to stop with the end of the school year, which of course was last Friday, there was grave concern about the effect that this kind of pause would have on those pupils. And the example of Marcus Rashford and his letter reminding everyone that he himself had relied on food donations and school meal schemes when he was younger, it really was mentioned regularly by people here in Ireland, you know, who advocate for the programme. So the first person I spoke to about this was an academic with TU Dublin and food writer with the Irish Examiner, Michelle Darmody. And she was researching this with TU Dublin because she's very interested in the area of food and schools. She was doing that anyway when the lockdown happened. But because of her knowledge, schools began ringing her saying, what can we do? And the next thing she knew, she was knee deep in helping schools link up with the food industry. So I got to meet her yesterday. We talked about her work during the lockdown and her belief that school meals programmes are vital and should be rolled out more widely.
I had been working with Food and Schools Network that we had set up and working with the Department of Education, and then suddenly the schools closed and teachers were left with this problem. So I was working on the logistics with Yvan Cullinan, but also we worked with Eurotalk, Chef Network, with Musgraves, with different people who had interest and access to the food industry, who were really willing. Like, there was such goodwill from chefs all over the country and different people who wanted to try and cook meals or help create meals or help deliver meals or distribute it, because schools just were left suddenly going, how do we do this? Like, it's very different to, like, bringing children into a school and feeding them just there and then. That's one thing, but trying to deliver out to families.
Can you talk us through the kind of money involved with this programme, you know, the kind of budgets, I suppose, that schools are working with?
Some schools would have a breakfast club, and that would be 60 cents per child. Then they have a lunch, it's 140 per child. Some then will have after school programmes. So the school themselves would have to apply. There isn't a one thing fits all.
What are your hopes for this project? What do you think you can learn and do with this?
What I've learned from this is that the dots could be connected much better. The Department of Social Protection are funding the school meal programme, Department of Education are running the schools, and the Department of Health are writing healthy food policies for schools, Department of Children advocate for the children in the schools. So there's a huge amount of people working around this area, and everyone's working really well within their own areas. But I think it would be really nice to have all those dots connected, and I think the children in the schools would benefit far more if they were. So I think it's some cross-governmental forum or some communication among the departments. So I think now could be a brilliant time to start looking at food in schools anew, and how we could join up education around food, how that helps our well-being for the future, helps sustainability, how it helps so many different factors for our society.
And that's Michelle Darmody there with some interesting suggestions. And then the programme, Evelyn, itself was due to pause last week with the end of the school year, but some good news on Friday.
Yes, very much welcomed, as the government confirmed they will extend the programme for the rest of the summer months. And educators, of course, believe that a food programme, you know, it's essential to support vulnerable pupils. And the idea of a gap in any of that food delivery, considering especially the tumultuous weeks that school pupils have gone under lockdown, was upsetting people. And I went to visit one school community, and they rely heavily on the meals programme, and it's St Ulton's in Cherry Orchard near Ballymun. This place is amazing, this campus. And they've got a very strong mission. They pride themselves as offering a national model for breaking the cycle of poverty, and they educate local children from creche age right through to sixth class and beyond. And John Scanlon is the finance and operations manager at St Ulton's. He's a busy man, but he's also found time to work across and support the meals programme in the middle of it all. I met him yesterday, and he describes the importance of the scheme to me.
We are in St Olton's Integrated Care and Education campus in Cherry Orchard in Dublin Town. It's a very busy place. We have a nursery, an early years service. We have a primary school and a club for children in the evenings. We have over 500 children here most days, both educate them and we provide all their food needs during the school day, both for breakfast clubs, for dinner and even for snacks in the afternoon and evening in the club. So we're open all year round. We don't close bar 2 weeks during the summer. Yeah.
Describe the kind of work that you do here in terms of food, because it's very important for students, isn't it?
Yeah, feeding the children is a very important part of the day. It's both the social part of the day, where at lunchtime you'll see 400 children over the space of about 45 minutes all being fed and they all engaging with each other at tables. It's also a proper form of nutrition for the children. So they get a hot meal here. It could be anything from a chicken curry to a chicken pasta to bacon and cabbage, the full proper meal for the children every day. So between breakfast club, between that and between snacks in the evening, we know that the kids are getting proper nutrition. I have a view that is that nutrition is a vital part of all of our health. And if a child isn't fed, then they're not likely to concentrate in class.
So I know the school had to close down pretty much overnight. What was it like in those early days?
I think like everybody else, it took us a week or two to kind of acclimatise and just figure out. And within about 2 weeks, we had a food programme up and running. Basically, once a week, there was a food parcel that would be brought to children's homes. Within about 2 weeks of that, we had followed that up with a hot meals programme, and we did that in conjunction with another community-based organisation called Family Base here in Cherry Orchard. And I can't thank the kitchen staff enough. When other people were terrified to come out the door, they were here and they were producing 800 adult meals every week, which was going out to those 80 families.
Really amazing work being outlined there by John Scanlon. And then finally, Evelyn, you also spoke to the principal of St Olton's and some more of the team there. So what did they all have to say to you about their reaction to the news that the scheme is going to be extended?
Well, it's a great community there and it's right at the heart of Cherry Orchard, just up the road, of course, from Ballyfermot there. And they were saying that they've been delivering the parcels. And one of the things that helped about that was the social interaction it offered them, because they said by knocking on the door, they were able to help families maintain engagement and contact with the schools. And they say that they had supportive agencies like the One Foundation and the Children's Rights Allowance. And they've all learned, of course, that stable access to food is essential for children. It helps to strengthen and nurture families, and that they're all coming together to advocate for a further expansion of this vital work. But the next issue facing schools is how to get the summer provision of food out, I suppose. And at St Olton's, they're looking at all their options. So here you'll hear first the sounds of the young nursery pupils who were back in the nursery yesterday for the first time in 3 months. So that's a big day all around. And then you'll hear the principal, Gary Jones, and then talk more about the impact of the work. And then we'll hear from Sue Menton, who is the care manager there at St Olton's.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Love a cup of tea.
My name is Gary Jones. I'm the principal and campus manager here in St Olton's campus. We have a population of children here in St Olton's between the school and the early years of just about 500 children. And for the school meals programme, we had over 300 signed up, plus then another 80 for a different programme that we had ourselves where we cooked food. You see, we're quite lucky we have a catering facility here in the building. So the approach we took with it was we notified all our families repeatedly that this is what they're entitled to. The money was always spent here on food. It's continuing to be spent on food. And food poverty and a lack of proper nutrition for a child can really affect how they perform in school over the whole 8 years of their primary education.
Describe the kind of work that you do here in terms of food, because it's very important for students, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. If you're hungry, you can't learn. But in the long term, if they are consistently underfed and undernourished, well, then they're going to be consistently tired. They're going to have lesser energy. They're going to be more prone to getting sick. So it's vitally important. That's part of the reason why St Olton's was set up in the manner that it has been.
My name is Sue Menton and I'm the care service manager here in St Olton's and campus manager. I came to St Olton's about 6 years ago. I'm from Ballyfermot originally myself, so it was nice to kind of come back to Cherry Orchard and do a bit of work. It's an amazing project. Young people and children come in here and they get so much more than they get anywhere else. The staff, the passion, the commitment. I suppose if you're a young person and you're living in Cherry Orchard, you've already got some barriers in your way. So from St Olton's point of view, we try to take the barriers away. The food on any normal day is amazing, and any given child could come into breakfast club in the morning and have a healthy breakfast, then a healthy snack. They might get their hot lunch, a snack in the afternoon, and then they'll get a hot tea before going home. So that was completely wiped away once COVID hit.
How do you feel about the fact that the meals programme is continuing?
I think it's fantastic, because I still think that people are still not back on their feet, and they're not going to be back on their feet for a while. And I think because the children haven't been here, it keeps that connection. You know, that relationship is still being sustained throughout the summer, because it has been chaos for everybody.
All right, and that was Sue Menton, the care manager there, speaking last in that clip. And good news all round, I think, Evelyn, that this has been extended, and it'll be
Absolutely.
Good news for the children involved. Thank you so much for that report. We'll be back after the break.